Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our word today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. Mm-hmm. That's 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, verses 23 to 26. Amen. And it reads as follows: For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and said, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. I want to speak today on the topic, the Lord's Supper. Amen. Amen. The Lord's Supper. To give you some background, Jesus was having a meal with his disciples, whom he loved. Jesus knew that he was about to pay the ultimate price, which was to die for the remissions of the sins of all mankind. His death would usher in a new covenant and would give us the Holy Ghost. Jesus wanted his disciples and us to remember his sacrifice. So in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23-26, while fellowshipping with his disciples at what would turn out to be his last meal on earth, he stated, For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then in the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Jesus used bread to depict his body, which would be broken for everyone at the cross. And he uses wine to depict the shedding of his blood. Jesus tells the disciples to do this to remember his sacrifice. See, when we partake in the Lord's Supper or communion, we are remembering that Christ died for the remission of our sins. We also should be thankful for the sacrifice made by Jesus, because without this sacrifice, one, we would truly be lost. Secondly, we would have no hope regarding our sinful nature. And lastly, grace would not have been present. With Jesus came grace to all of mankind. Verse 26 says, For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. See, we proclaim and acknowledge that Jesus died for our sins whenever we take communion. We proclaim that Jesus is our Lord and Savior as well. We also are fellowshipping with Jesus just like his disciples did, because his spirit dwells within us all since he died on the cross and left us with the Comforter. Okay, y'all with me so far? Now I want to talk about verses 27 through 29, which states, So then whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. Now, saints, This scripture has been misunderstood for decades. Churches have made people feel unworthy to take communion, and they use this scripture as their example. I personally have not taken communion sometime many, many years ago based on what I heard the churches say regarding this scripture. But the Lord wants to set the record straight here and now. Number one, no one, listen to me, saints, no one is worthy if we're being totally honest about it, okay? Mm-hmm. For we all have sinned and fallen short. Yep. So let's get that out the way. Number two, taking communion proclaims that Jesus died for the remission of our sins. Now, I want to really get into this verses 27 through 29, and I did so in the Amplified version. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you what that says, starting with verse 27. This is the Amplified Bible. Mm-hmm. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in a way that is unworthy of the Lord will be guilty of profaning and sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. But a person must prayerfully examine himself and his relationship to Christ, and only when he has done so should he eat the bread and drink the cup. I speak many times of having a relationship with God and its importance. No matter what level you are in God, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and died for our sins, then you can take communion. You are saved by his blood, period. All that other stuff that everybody's been telling us over the years, oh, you can't take it in, is hogwash. I'll repeat this. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and died for our sins and that God raised him from the dead, then you can take communion because you're saved. If you're saved, you can take communion. Now, listen to this, verse 29 again. I'm going to read this in the Amplified. For anyone who eats and drinks without solemn reference and heartfelt gratitude for the sacrifice of Christ eats and drinks a judgment on himself if he does not recognize the body of Christ, which is the blood and the bread. Okay? Now, being unworthy in this case means that you do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You do not believe that he gave his life for us, for all of us, for the remission of sins, and you do not believe that he was raised from the dead. If those are your beliefs, then you're not worthy, you're not able to partake in communion. Excuse me. If you take his sacrifice for granted and are not grateful for his sacrifice, then you're also not worthy to take communion, because taking communion is your way of saying, I am grateful that you went to the cross for me. Let's make it personal. Too many times we have been placed on a guilt trip about communion when we should have and could have participated in communion because we're saved. To help us even further, this is what we should be doing prior to taking communion. Okay? The first thing we should do is praise the Lord who gave his only begotten Son for us. That's step one before we even think about taking communion. The first thing we should do is give thanks. We should praise the Lord. We should praise Jesus. His sacrifice brought grace upon us. It gave us a way to get closer to his Father that we would not have had he not made that sacrifice. Y'all with me? The second thing we need to do is repent. I'll say it again. The second thing we need to do is repent. God knows that we all fall short, and we should examine ourselves, like the scripture says, as being sinful human beings by asking for forgiveness. That's why he said in the scripture, each man should examine himself. If he does, he'll realize very quickly that he's a sinful man or woman. He falls short, and he should repent before taking communion. So the first thing we should do is be thankful, praise God. Second thing we should do is repent. The third thing we should do is give thanks as we ask for a blessing upon the sacraments. Because the sacraments are holy. It is representing the body and the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. With that being said, we need to really give thanks for that sacrifice. Because you're holding in your hand his blood and his body. Many churches of many denominations hold a sacred service for communion. You've seen it. You've been a part of it. And this is great that we make communion sacred. Why? Because it is sacred. We should not take it for granted. And we should not take it lightly. It should be a very serious ceremony. Because we are partaking in a fellowship with Christ, just like his disciples did. That was why Jesus did that. Mm-hmm. Saying, you know, if I'm going to leave you this, take this communion. It's a chance for us to fellowship one with another. It's a chance for you to acknowledge that I'm going to die for you. It's a chance for you to see physically in your hand the body that was broken for you and the blood that was shed for you. All these things are very important. And this is very sacred. Mm-hmm. Partaking this communion is very important to the body of Christ. And it should be done with the utmost respect and reverence, as stated in the scriptures. Communion is an opportunity to share with Jesus his sacrifice and to give him thanks for it. Amen. You know, I when I got this message, mm-hmm. I got quiet before the Lord. And I asked, I said, okay, Lord, what do you want to say? Because I had my own mm-hmm. preconceived notions of what communion was.
Right.
But when he broke it down this way mm-hmm. and made it very easy for me to understand, mm-hmm. then I was able to communicate it today. And I thank God for that. So in closing, the Last Supper is a very, very important part of being a Christian. Mm-hmm. And it should be taken reverently, very seriously. Mm-hmm. And we should remember to do those three things I mentioned. We should praise the Lord mm-hmm. for giving his only begotten son. We should repent because we all fall short. And we all should give thanks to Jesus for the sacrifice. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for your word today, Lord. Thank you for setting the record straight. Thank you for teaching us what we didn't know and showing us what we need to know.
Amen.
Lord, only you can do these things, Lord. We give you praise, glory, and honor.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for your sacrifice of your son.
Yes.
Like you said in John 3:16, you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten son.
Yes.
And Father, we're thankful because you said whoever believeth in him won't perish, but have everlasting life. And that was fulfilled on the cross. We thank you, Father. And we ask, Lord, that you bless the sacraments, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We ask, Lord, we give you praise, glory, and honor for the sacraments.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. And we repent where we've fallen short.
Yes.
Help us, Father, to truly understand the communion service, Lord.
Yes.
Have us to take it seriously. Have us to understand the sacrifice that went into it. And have us to be thankful.
Yes.
We thank you for this word, Lord. I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth throughout the land according to your perfect will. And I pray that you will be glorified in it.
Yes.
We thank you, Almighty God, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.